must get out with this rain.
I know it, or we'll surely drown. Damn this weather, Ezzy.
Can we stop? Can we rest?
And shelter where?
The church. The church will do. I see the tower.
Aye, the church will do. It's dry at least. Come, we travelled enough this miserable night.
Help me.
This place is small. For the wood turners, the next is bigger. We can reach it in the morning, and there I'll find work on the road.
Jim, I have some pain.
Pain? What sort of pain?
In my belly. The child pains me this evening. I must rest.
Come to the church then.
You walk round Thatcham, you see some stuff. You see all of life in Thatcham. Down between the cushions, down in the breakfast crumbs, stuck together with Marmite and marmalade. Every little house with every little life.
All right, my name's Jazza. You can hear a lot from me. That old woman in the shop, that's my nan, Brenda. She is a slave to BBC Radio Barks, poor old bat. And I've put in a request, especially from a dear old nan.
BBC Radio Barcha with Mickey Whiteford.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to BBC Radio Barcha. It's 7:30 on July the 20th, 2007, and it seems the great British summer is set to stay. It is raining again, so here's a little something to perk you up this morning, whatever it is you're up to, be it the housework or stuck in one of the many traffic jams. Brenda Mason, this one's been requested just for you by your lovely grandson, Jazza. Hope you're listening this morning.
Oh, I'm listening! I'm listening!
You hear some strange things on the radio. At least you do on mine. I'm a grandma. Would you believe it? Well, the last time I looked, I was a spring chicken. And I'd my whole life round me like a buoyancy aid. Now, it's all behind me like a big bottom. I live on Chapel Street, the Great West Road. Always the road. Anyway, I have a story to tell. A righteous tale. The story of my grandson, Jazza.
That's me.
That's him. And his progress to redemption. His walk along that sticky black road of life one day last summer when history collided and the waters rose. Oh, yes, it all started the day of the floods. Friday, the 20th of July, 2007. I knew there was something going on right away.
I just found out my sister's having a baby. Can you believe it? My little sister. She don't know I know. Not yet. She will. I know. I'm on the wander, me. I'm thinking about it. I'm on the wander around the streets of Thatcham, one foot in front of the other. There's a lot of them, you know, streets in Thatcham. Some of them named after poets.
Now, I suppose you're wondering who that lot are. Well, I'll tell you. They are the Right Honourable Residents of Thatcham. Old and new, the living and the dead. A rum and a dodgy bunch, I can tell you. Voices in my jumbly head. Anyway, the radio. I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes, between the stations, I think I can hear dead people. Listen.
Wait here, Ezzy. Here between the pews, you'll not be seen. I'll try to find a doctor. There must be one in the town this side.
Don't leave me here, Jim. It's dark.
It'll be all right. I'll not be long.
But the church is frightening.
I'll be as quick as I can. Here, take this. Cover yourself. How's the pain now?
The same.
I'll not be long.
That's the same play was on before, surely, eh? Sounds rubbish, doesn't it? Let's see what else there is.
But on December 14th, 1944...
History.
There was a much bigger
I like history programmes.
...after two American B-17 Flying Fortress bombers took off from their respective bases...
B-17G, do you read me? I repeat, B-17G, this is Greenham Control, do you read me? Do you read me?
I don't know where Nicky Whiteman's gone. I need one of those new digitable sets. Come in, Nicky, my love, wherever you are.
Welcome to BBC Radio Berkshire. This is Nicky Whiteman. It's Friday, July the 20th, 2007. What about this weather? My car wouldn't start this morning. I presume that was down to the wet. I expect I'm now facing a large bill from the garage to fix the rather soggy engine. The great British summer, eh? Well and truly arrived here in Berkshire. It is pouring with rain, cats and dogs. Unlike the special rain, rather nicer rain that falls on the weather girls.
Me, I was born here, Thatcham, 19 years ago. My mum's dead. My dad's a contract worker, works all over building the stuff, so I got a heart of flint and I looks after myself. Well, my sister pokes her nose in, have to share the house with her. She always stinks of chips because she works in the chippy. She's pretty rubbish if you're not hungry.
That's my house he's talking about. And his sister's called Tank. She's a good girl, really.
Tanya, yeah, we call her Tank because she's well hard. I used to be frightened of her.
She's a martyr to deep fat frying, that girl. She works in the chippy and soaks up all the grease.
Honestly, if you wrung my sister Tank out, you get pure sunflower oil.
Lovely temperament, mind you. A real ray of sunshine.
Hurry up, Nan, I'm soaking my tits off out here.
Sitting out there she was, waiting for me to open up, help the aged. My granddaughter, Tank. I'm coming, I'm coming. Patience is a virtue. Hold on, I'm opening up.
I'm on the run, me. I'm a wild man, a superhero, and this is my patch. You got me? I'm in charge. I'm in charge. It's raining today. It's always bloody raining. Oh, I can't believe my sister's up a duff. Not with him. Not with him, of all people.
That was the Weather Girls on BBC Radio Berkshire, and it's raining men. Wouldn't that be nice, rather than all this wet stuff that we're having? We want to know how you're faring in all the rain this morning. Please do give us a call. Tell us how it's affecting you, if you're struggling to get to work, if you've got floods in the back garden. We'd love to hear from you. So do give us a call or email us if you're online this morning. This next one is for Tank on Thatcham Broadway. Lots of love from her boyfriend, Michael. Morning, Tank. I hope you're not too soggy this morning.
You hear that? She said my name!
Tank is always very impressed by celebrity.
Wicked! I'm famous!
I will, as famous as you've been today.
Much sifting and shifting to be done. Eight bin liners!
Record for a Friday. Where is your greasy head this wet and mushy morning, my lovely lass?
Wet, gloomy, all right, Brenda?
I'm a bit peaky, my dearie, oh, I have a lot on my mind.
You look all right to me.
You look alone, my dear Chimella, before I sit in this shop and haunt the rack and rails. The signs are there, like worm in wood. However, I have a new project for us all today.
A load of underwear needs sniffing, sorting.
No, no, my lissom lubricated lass, much better than that. Today, we must avert a flood.
What are you talking about, Brenda?
So I told her straight. I said,
Embourne, Kennet, Canal and all are rising. That it is a flood will come. For we have been wicked and done naughty things that have upset the cantankerous gods of rain.
I've been naughty. Upset any gods, have I? I mean, a bit. Everybody does that stuff.
Not everybody gets knocked up, though, do they? I mean, some people have discretion and contraryception.
So I explained that it's a collective thing. Naughtiness, that we all get punished if there is enough of it. It's not fair, but that's the way the mischievous gods work.
I don't believe in gods.
Well, that's all very well, but sadly that don't stop the gods believing in you. They're right naffed off at this moment, I can tell
you. Why? What have we done?
So I told her. We have let my grandson Jazzer, your brother, Asbo, as he's known to his mates and scrag ends, run wild. And as a result, he has helped to make this town a bubble, bouncing in the froth of a huge cauldron, boiling a metaphoric hell, my friend.
It's not good, is it?
No, my greasy little turnip. It's very, very bad.
He is past saving, surely.
Is anyone past saving? I mean, how do you save an Asbo from himself?
Today. Today we are going to save him. On account of if we don't, by the end of this fateful morn, the whole place will be deep underwater. For the Lord has sent a flood to purge us all.
It's only a bit of rain, Brenda. Don't be so blooming melodramatic.
Well, that's probably what Noah said. Look what happened next. He was all for going off to Stan James. He said,
it's only a bit of rain, my love.
And Mrs. Noah said,
Get yourself round the back and build us an ark, you lazy sod. Here's the hammer, and the nails are in the big tin marked nails.
And what did he say?
He said...
All right then, my sweet love, whatever you say.
So what do we have to do? Build an ark as well?
We have to talk to Robert! Our friendly local historian who will meet us in the shop presently. And then we will hear of three wrongs and save a life. Namely, your brother Javis.
What are these three wrongs, then?
First, a wrong done in the dim and distant by a lost mother in deep despair.
Sounds like Corrie.
Second, a wrong done high in the air over Green and long ago. An accident never recognised, never appreciated.
In the air? How can you do a wrong in the air? It's not far, is it?
Third, a wrong being done, even as we speak. As the waters rise over our Macclesfield stead.
You're crackers, you are, Brenda. And three wrongs don't make a right, you know.
Walked a fair bit. Yeah, water's rising. Shall I tell you my little secret? I've got a prisoner. Yeah, my very own prisoner. Wonder how he's doing, my little prisoner, locked in his dark little hole. Take you to meet him in a minute, down by the canal. Walking now, though, trying to think. What does it all mean, this place, eh? What's the point of it? Most of the time just makes me angry. There's nothing to do, nothing to see. Just houses. Private houses, all with 6-foot fences and flickering ceilings and private people inside doing private things. What is the point of a place like Thatcham? More the point, why should anyone else be happy when I'm not? Then I get to her. How can she do what she's doing to me? Then I have to think about something else. Shake myself like a dog in the rain. So I'm walking down to my secret place, my little den, my little World War II pillbox down by the canal. Just down past Widmead Lock, to be precise. So here we are then, my little pillbox. Welcome all. Very cosy. All modern conveniences. Canal side outlook. Handy for town, just go down past the disco centre. And I get there, and it's still raining. And I look around the soggy scene. And I duck down and crawl inside to my prisoner.
Michael's a dickhead!
No, it's so funny, Jason, what are you doing?
I mean, you really can't take me to the hungry.
Why?
Because you've been a naughty boy.
I've done nothing.
Yeah, you have. You've done plenty.
Mean, Hardy, 1918, your future is done. Means you have only got one fee. Look at what you've been.
Didn't anyone ever tell you not to play with knives?
Yeah, and my mother, but guess what? She's dead.
No, put a knife away and let me go. This is stupid. It's even more stupid than it was yesterday.
You have to be punished.
I've done nothing.
You upset me. You show disrespect to my sister.
How?
You know how.
It don't matter. And what does it matter?
It matters to me that you treat me and my family with respect.
RG1918, your future is done. Means you have only got one face. Look at where you're at.
You're a nutter. You should be locked up. And why should not see your sister?
Because you're not one of us.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean you're a muzzy. You're one of them.
Gangs of youths run this town. This is where you wonder how you can cope with thunderclouds. All above this place. How can anyone love this place? This is a town.
Oh, for God's sake, look, I don't care about you, Jessa. Now stop being such an op and undo this chain. You can't keep me here forever.
So you obey me.
Obey you? What are you talking about?
Talking about who's in charge of this patch.
Nobody's in charge. It's just a place. And nobody has to do what anyone else says, especially a nutter with a knife.
Do as you're told. Come
here,
you live by my rules.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I came here to live by my own rules, mate.
It's RG1918, you all future is gone. Mate, you have only got one feet. Now look at what you've become, mate.
I met Jane in autumn 2004. Yeah, I was just a kid, really, and we got talking, and I told her about my mum and how she died and that, and... yeah, she was really upset about it. I was only, what, 17? 18? She was older, like 23 or 5, and she had her own boat, like this narrow boat, nothing posh. Said her auntie had left her some dosh to buy it, and she did drama and gardening for old folk and stuff like that. Amazing, really.
So, you're bored in Thatcham?
Well, it's not like your life, put it like that.
What's my life, then, from your perspective?
Well, you know, on the move, no roots, being outside, a bit timeless.
Well, you can see time passing at the right pace. A steady tick, no one to tell you what to do.
Oh, like my sister, she does my head in, she's so bossy.
Girls can be like that.
You're not.
I see things from a different place. Like, travelling through, it all looks just beautiful here. The birds and the reed beds. You can't imagine Thatcham's just over there. All those people.
I suppose she took pity on me. And I wanted her to. I wanted some pity.
I've never been in a permanent relationship. I don't think I believe in them. But I do believe in love.
What, love forever?
I suppose I believe that you can't put a time thing on love. Like, ask it to last forever. And if it's just there for an hour or an afternoon, then that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. More like it's travelling through, on the way to somewhere.
I'm not sure I know what love is. Not really.
It's like water. You can feel it more than you can see it.
That afternoon, 3 years ago on a boat, that was a magic afternoon.
For God's sake, wake up! Somebody come to the window. I need a doctor in the church, quickly.
Will you knock the door down, sir? What do you want at this godless hour?
Little pity is all. And a doctor, or a midwife if there's one nearby.
Lord, preserve us from travelling men. I'll be down presently.
So, here comes Robert. A friendly mate of my dear old bosoms in times past. Oh, yes. Robert and I rolled many a clover and smoked them to the butt.
Ah, thought you'd open up around now.
Welcome to my emporium of worn wear and fuzzy video.
Oh, shut up, woman, and put the bloody kettle on.
Put the bloody kettle on tight, there's a good girl.
I always put the bloody kettle on.
So who will put the bloody kettle on if you do not? A vacuum will open in space and no bloody tea will ever occur again.
Are we all having tea? Lovely.
So, Robert, that story, if you please.
Oh, very well. Well, first we have the story of Cecil Maskell, carpenter to the town council, employed in the year 1929 to replace the bell frames of Thatcham's church, St. Mary's, to bring the bells down for retuning and to install a new bell for the peal.
Well, that's the curse of Thatcham. Modernity. Everything has to be brand new and built yesterday.
Oh, I think that's a highly subjective view.
They knocked down Thatcham and built it again. They should have left it alone. It was fine before.
Oh, really? Medieval slums and woodturner's shacks with no running water or toilets?
Lovely. Picturesque.
Look around you, good woman. Look at the centrally heated comforts of a modern dwelling. If you could go back 100 years, you'd hear a few piercing howls as tender bums touch the frosty toilet seats of the miserable past.
And what happened to a sense of community, eh? I mean, look at us. Stuck here in a charity shop to get out of the rain. And where is everybody, eh?
They're not here, that's true. They'll all be in Newbury.
Precisely.
Or at work, or at school, or doing housework, or dead.
Oh, it's beats a cheerful keeps you going. So, Robert, that mystery. Continue, if you please. Let's see if any insight leaps out like a flea from the shaggy dog of social history.
Very well. On the afternoon of the 25th of November, 1929, Cecil Maskell was working with the builder Joseph Adams in the tower of the Church of St. Mary Thatcham when, on bringing down the ceiling above the ringing chamber, he made a remarkable discovery.
And what, Mr. Maskell, happened next? If you could tell the inquiry every detail, please.
Well, sir, as the ceiling fell, we stood aside. There was a terrible amount of sawdust and rubbish fell down from the bell chamber above. We could barely breathe, could we, Joe? Anyway, in the mess on the floor, I seized what appeared to be a small wooden box, finely made. Joseph loosens it with his shovel, and with some difficulty, I draw it from the other rubble. Imagine my surprise when I discovered that I had grasped the corner of a small coffin, a fine elm coffin, in scale and appearance just as made for an adult, but no bigger than would fit the smallest child. Many such I had made myself in sad times past. There I has it, on the planks of the ringing chamber.
What did you do?
And what did you do then, Mr. Maskell?
Well, I did not know what to do at first, nor did Joseph. Curiosity is a curse torments us all, so I resolved to open it, and I fetched my chisel.
And then, Mr. Maskell, what did you do then?
The lid was loosely tapped, as if in haste. There was no sign of a name, no clue, no mark of religion even, and so... So I looked at Joseph, he looked at me, and I opened it. I opened the coffin. The child were no more than newborn in size, wrapped in swaddling, and lying on a paper bag, a brown paper bag, such as was made by Broadway women in past times before Calthrop came. Pretty face he has. Well saved by the dryness of the air, this lofty hiding place. Beautiful face. I sees it clear. At peace, with a curious expression, almost a question. The simplest of questions. The word of which sprang straight to my mind as if the poor infant had put it there with his own tight shut eyes.
Well, what was the word?
The word was why.
And that's when I looked up and saw Jazza on the Broadway, looking like a drowned weasel and waving his arms around.
I want to talk to you, Tent, by the looks of it.
You come in! What's the matter with you?
Little stranger. What can I do for you?
What is running down the Broadway? I've never seen it like this.
That's a flood. For the end of the world.
That's it. It might be the end of Thatcher. If so, good riddance!
Why are you always so angry?
Why not? What else is there to be?
It won't bring your mother back. I should know. I've tried angry.
Why do you say things like
because
that?
Because I know.
What do you want? I want to talk to Tank.
Fine. Is this to see?
I'll talk to him outside.
You'll be soaked.
I don't care. Well, what do you want?
Why do you hang out with Crumbly's, Tank? That is, when you're not hanging out with Muzzers.
Brendis, our nan. If you're talking about Michael, I'd rather you didn't use that word.
Oh, yeah, why? Is there some sort of law against it?
Yeah, there is, actually. There is a law against inciting racial hatred. Anyway, what about you and your canal-cruising crusty? Seen her recently?
I'm only having some fun for a change.
What do you mean? What are you up to?
Nothing. Nothing you need to know about anyway.
Why don't you like him, Jazza? What is the matter with Michael?
I don't want you seeing him. Mum wouldn't have liked it.
Mum's dead. You're living in the past. What does it matter?
He matters to me.
He matters to me, Jazza. Can't you get that in your head? I don't care what colour he is or what he believes in or what his taste in music or food is. We have a laugh and we get along.
I don't like you seeing him.
It's nothing to do with you.
Yes, it is. You're my sister.
So let me do what I like. Let me be free. Jazza!
Is anyone there? Hello? Jazza! Oh, come on, Jazza, mate. Let me out. This is stupid.
Jim, will you not come back? Oh, Jim, the child is coming. I can feel it. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Jim. Oh, Mary, help me.
That blimmin' play again. She does go on, this girl.
Come, sir, make haste and get your breeches on.
It's a cold night. You'll want water. There's no midwife closer than Wash Common, so the job is yours, as was the start of it. A single hole for the self-same purpose.
And you in a deeper hole if you can't be civil to a poor man.
I hear you. Unhand me, sir. I come to help you, do I not? Wait a minute. What was that he said about Wash Common? Find it again, will you?
Well, you won't like it, Robert. It's one of those classic dramas. No history at all.
She said something about Mary as well. It's just that the church in Thatcher miss St. Mary's, that's all.
Jazza! Oh, great, now my feet are getting wet. I'm going to kill the bastard. Jazza! Look, I'll tell you what, Jazza. Just listen to me for a minute, will ya? I know you're out there. Look, I came here, Jazza. I came here with my dad because my dad got a job. You listening? He got a job because he's a builder just like yours, eh, Jazza? That make me an illegal alien, does it? That make my skin green and put you out of a job. I'd noticed you working in the building site, Jazza. Funny, I hadn't noticed you working at all. So what's the problem, eh? Look, my granddad came from Pakistan. You can get a job there, you'd like it. In his home country, the trees are tall and the sky... well, it's blue. The mosques are always full. People sit in cafes and they have some pride. Where is your pride, Jazza? Eh? You proud of seeing him here and there? You proud of your red raw fist? Why are you even fighting, Jazza? Oh, I'll tell you what you're fighting. You're fighting yourself. Do you hear me, Jazza? You're only fighting yourself. Oh, come on, Jazza. My legs are getting wet.
And I'm afraid bad news from the forecasters. We're getting reports this morning. There is still more rain to come. Another band of wet weather moving into Berkshire this afternoon. The Great British Summer really pulling out all of the stops this year, isn't it? An old favourite from the 80s now on BBC Radio Berkshire from the Eurythmics. What else could it be? It's Here Comes the Rain.
Still wondering about. It's a funny old place, that Berkshire. The old town like an island in a sea of houses, all lapping at the old bricks and wearing them away. A tide of new bricks and new paint. All them new people, babies, families. It's suffocating if you think about it. Breaks your heart whether you do or don't. I had a son, you see. Yeah, I know I'm only a kid, but yeah, I had a son. After that magic afternoon, and I never see him. My mum never sees me, and I never see my dad, and God, it's all disconnected, it's all wrong. I try not to think about it. I walk and I walk.
You can't be a dad at 17. I don't know, maybe later. Look, I'm not saying never, Jazz, just not now.
But now feels like never. My mum was a mum at 17, so why shouldn't I have been a dad? Anyway, that's when I started getting angry about stuff. I guess I had a broken heart, and how soft is that? Not soft now, anyway. Watch out, here comes Tank.
You've done something to him, haven't you? You've done something to Michael.
Oh, hello, Tank. God, can you believe this rain? It is a foot deep in Lower Way.
If you hurt him, I'll flipping kill you.
There's cars moving, floating along. I mean, it's crazy. I've just been down there.
Where is he? Where's Mike?
That's for me to know and you to guess.
I've got to tell Nan.
Oh, you can tell who you like. Look, it's nothing. It's nothing. I'm taking the Michael.
Get it?
Come back with me to the shop.
Why?
So I can keep an eye on you. The water's rising.
You're not my mother.
I'm your sister. We might need to sandbag the shop.
Oh, I'll come later.
Do it, Jazza. See you back there at the shop, or else.
She said her name was Jane. Plain Jane. She weren't plain, though. She was beautiful. Well, I thought so, anyway.
Plain Jane. It's what I called the boat. Bought it with some money my auntie left me. She was a protester at Greenham. I went with her once. I'm proud of her. She'd have been pleased. They won.
Did they? She was like that, Jane. Just saw life in black and white. Grey wasn't her thing. It was like it never rained on Jane. Not until today, anyway. I saw her again last year. She was just passing through, rang us on her mobile. And there she was, on Plain Jane on Newbury Wharf.
I couldn't be happier, to be honest. I'm glad I got back here this summer. I like the people, I like the place. Jazza, what's wrong?
Where is he? I thought you'd have him with you.
No, no, not this trip. He's too young, Jazz.
I thought that's why you called me.
I wanted to see you. I thought it might upset you, seeing him, I mean. He's with his nan in Banbury.
Right, his nan, okay. What's his name?
I called him James. You know, Jimmy Jazz. I named him after his dad. I named him after you.
Can't find that daft play again, does it matter?
It's just that she said something about Mary, that's all. It's probably just a coincidence.
Funny. That coffin story, I mean, why would you do that? Hide it away. How long had it been there?
Well, according to Cecil at the time, who should know, the wood of the lid was about 50 years old.
You're not still guessing about that, are you? Gives me the creeps. Makes my toenails curl.
Can't start them in a poor like that, Tank. It can't start them as the sort of town where ill deeds of a wicked nature may be perpetuated.
That may not be wicked. Secret, yes, but perhaps not wicked.
It's microcosmetic. That's what Thatcham is. It's like England on the end of a sticky stick.
Yeah, if it happened, yeah.
And we have a duty to get to the bottom of it.
I'd rather leave well alone. Spooky and scary.
That child, he was on a journey, my friends. A journey he never completed. Not for him, the rapid, rollicking roar of a car on the Great West Road. Not for him, even. The sweet release of a Christian burial.
The past is the past. We should leave well alone. Have another cup of bloody tea. I'll make it. I don't mind.
No, no, no. We are the past, my friends. All that has been is us. All that was is the road we still travel. A vast road. A wide road. A dangerous road. But a road. Nevertheless.
She's well away now.
A great west road.
Yeah, and you're just as bad.
Precisely. And somehow, as the road roars, by its side rests the body of a sweet child. It's sad, but it's true.
Have you got any biscuits?
Oh, Free, look, the water's coming in.
Well, don't just stand there. Get some of those coats off the rails and stuff them in the gap. She's off again. She really knows how to suffer, this girl. A proper old-fashioned dramatical performance.
You will be born, my baby. Oh. Why are you staring at all you saints? Have you never seen a woman do this in her church? Oh. Here you come again. Here you come again.
Why they can't put a nice comedy on, I'll never know.
Is that you? Oh, my little lamb. Breathe in and out. Look. All the saints and the apostles in the stained glass windows stare down at you and me. My little boy. Breathe in and out. My breath. Yours, warm breath. Keep warm, my little boy. My beautiful boy. Cold. Cold and there's blood on the floor. Sorry. So sorry I have to do this. I have to cut this. No blade, just knotted string. Oh, it won't hurt, my darling. Just wrap it round the thing and pull. Serves. Oh, my poor darling, I'm here. I'm here. Jim. Oh, Jim, where are you, Jim?
Must be the weather. It's interfering with the signal.
It's extraordinary. It's like we can hear the past.
Squeaky. I still don't like it. Come on. Ellen, put some stuff against the door. Water's pouring in.
I told you. I can hear dead people on BBC Radio Box.
Yes, but you're a bit touched, Brenda. We all know that.
Can we all do some hole bunging instead? Come on. Brenda said use the clothes.
Well, we need to hear more.
Blast it. It's gone again.
Good morning. If you just tuned in, you're listening to BBC Radio Berkshire, and we're talking to all sorts of interesting people this morning. I just love this. It's December the 14th, 1944, and live from the clouds, we have a member of the US Air Force, Flight Lieutenant Jimmy Mockus. Now, I know you're up there in the sky somewhere over Berkshire, Jimmy. Where exactly are you right now?
What did you say?
This is
lovely.
Stop it, Brenda.
I'm not doing anything. No, it's gone. She said it was December 1944.
Greenham Control, do you read me? This is USAF B17G368. Do you read me? Over.
USAF 368, we read you. State your position. Over.
Greenham Control, I guess I'm right over your head, little lady. Course 275 east, altitude 2100 feet. Over.
USAF 368, we have you on our radar. Welcome to Berkshire Airspace. What can we do for you?
Greenham Control, I read you. Hello, say, what did you say your name was, honey pie?
I didn't say... Jackie. My name is Jackie. Do you read me? USAF B17G368, do you read me?
Greenham Control, hello, Jackie. Say, you got a darn pretty voice. Over.
USAF 368, report your status, please. Over.
My name's Jimmy. Jimmy Mockus. Say, what's the weather like down there, Jackie? Over.
Bad. Visibility poor. Thick fog. Report your status. Over.
Well, to tell you the truth, Jackie, I can't see a darn thing up here either. I'm flying by the clocks and hoping for a break in the cloud cover. Over.
Freedom Control to USAF B-17G-368. We have radio contact from USAF B-17G-201st. You're not alone up there. Over.
Another ship? I guess we're both just going around in circles, eh, Jackie?
USAF 368, remain at current altitude until runway visible. USAF B-17G-201st is at altitude 2500. Repeat, USAF 201st is at altitude 2500 and holding. Runway 1, holding clear for your approach. Over.
Check, will do. Request permission to land and to buy you a cup of coffee, Jackie. Over.
USAF 368, permission granted. On both counts, if you can find me.
I'll find you, honey pie. Over.
As we approach midday, a little something from the dim and distant past that many of you, I've no doubt, will remember fondly.
This is extraordinary. This actually happened in December 1944. There were planes up there over Greenham on their way back from a bombing raid.
This is them on Radio Bart.
There could be a play about it, but it sounds like the real thing. Must be a recording. The lead B-17 was struck by the plane to its left. It tore it to pieces. Both planes came down on the Greenham perimeter.
She said she'd always been unlucky, Jane. Yeah, and a bit absent-minded. That's why she liked travelling, she said. Yeah, she said a lot of stuff, actually. She liked talking, as well as other stuff.
It's all at a slower pace. You can see the bad luck coming more slowly and take evasive action. I think that's how I got pregnant. Being sort of absent-minded, I'd forgotten that that's what happens sometimes. In the heat of the moment. You know what I mean?
I didn't call it bad luck. I thought it was good luck.
Jessa! Give me air there, you mad bastard! Come on, man, the water's getting too hot!
There's someone there! Can somebody help me? Has anyone seen my baby?
In here, help me! Can you hear me?
Walking again.
Water's waist high in places. There's cars floating, people's stuff out of gardens and the streets like rivers. It's crazy. I'm soaking wet. May as well have jumped in the cut, don't care.
Finally saw my son last year. Yeah, I went to Banbury and found him. Followed Jane's mum round some supermarket. She didn't know. He's the most beautiful boy I ever saw. And I never see him. And that's what's cutting me up. That's what's turning me into broken glass. That's what's the matter, really.
This is USAF B-17G-368 calling Greenham Control. Do you read me, Jackie, darling? Over.
Greenham Control, USAF B-17G-368. We read you. Stay to your altitude. Over.
We're all around you once you tuned in.
You're right, Brenda.
USAF B-17G-368. I'm at 2,100 feet trying to see a gap in the clouds. Say, Jackie, how about you wave out the window so I can find my parents? Over.
Who's the gangs of kids like you?
Radio Control, USAF B-17G-368. Have lost radio contact with sister B-17. Lost contact at 1,900 feet. Advise you remain at current altitude until contact be established. Please confirm. Over.
USAF B-17G-368. Will do, Jackie. Say, it's kind of lonely up here flying around in circles.
It's kind of lonely down here listening to you. What can you see, Jimmy?
Nothing but fog, darling, and ice on the window. Say, we can't hang out up here forever. How about you turn on the hair dryers down there? Blow this fog clean away.
Oh, my goodness,
this is so corny.
We always are these wall drivers.
Shut up, just listen.
I'll tell you something, Jackie. It's good to hear a friendly voice. Feels like I'm a kite on a string and you're holding the other end. Just reel me on in, honey. Bring me down safe. Over.
I'll try. Over.
Say, you got a guy, Jackie? Somebody holds you close at night? Over.
What are your intentions, Flight Lieutenant? Over.
Just dreaming, Jackie. Guide me down like a kite on a string. Over.
Will do. Factual 784. Over.
Say, what's the code? Over.
No code. Telephone number. Over.
Did I tell you it's my birthday tomorrow, Jackie?
No.
How old are you?
Who's the guy?
He's my grandson.
How come he can hear me?
That's the magic of radio.
There's quite a crowd down there. This is a welcoming committee. Over.
Yeah? How old?
19. You? Over.
19.
You in the Air Force?
No. No, I'm not in anything. Is that trouble?
I'll tell you something. I never knew I could do this. Never thought I could fly this bird. Fight for something I didn't understand in a foreign place. Never thought I'd believe it enough, you know? But now I do. And that's thanks to you Brits. Say, I'd hate to see old Adolf get his hands on you guys. Yep, you got quite a nice place down there. Jeez, now I can't see a thing. What'd you say the weather's like down there?
Rain and floods.
Tempest and despair!
Say, that's too bad!
Greenham Control to USAF P17G368. Have re-established contact with USAF P17G201st. State your altitude. USAF P68, state your altitude.
Still 2,100 feet. I'll tell a lie, 2,250. Bit of turbulence just then. Soon take her down. Over.
Come up. The other bay is at the same altitude.
Hey now, we hail. Hey, oh, big place up here. Going up. Hey, Mickey, gotta climb. Another bird in the sky.
Hold up. P17G, climb to 3,000 feet and circle. Confirm.
Will do, honey pie. Soon be in heaven. Here she goes. Hold on, boys.
USAF B-17D-368, do you read me? Jimmy Marcus, do you read me? USAF 368 have lost radio contact. Over. Jimmy!
What's happened?
Don't you know? I thought you'd already know being such a smart Dalek.
My name's Jazza. Anyway, who's to tell me?
Well, James. It is James, isn't it, that Jazza stands for? I knew your mother.
Oh, lucky you. I didn't much.
The past is all around us like a fog.
Who's to tell me? Who's to tell me about the past?
Robert will tell you. He knows everything, don't you, Robert?
She's the blind Satchamonical.
17 young men died that night. It's strange how time and happenstance can change things, how you can be you and they can be them, isn't it?
Was that real, Brenda? Was that real, you freaking old woman?
Anyway, shall we continue our story of the unfortunate child in the belfry?
Yes, Robert, please do.
No,
Joseph, stay. You need to hear this.
When poor Cecil Maskell had recovered himself, he went to fetch the Reverend Moore. He, in turn, went to fetch Sergeant Simmons. It's all in the parish records.
Mr. Maskell, yes. Please continue.
So, there we stood. Me and Joseph, the sergeant and the reverend, and the poor child. And eventually the sergeant took it away under a car blanket. The parish rooms seemed the only thing to do. And we resumed our work.
I have called you here again because it is our duty to inquire as far as possible how the individual whose remains are to be found in this coffin died. Tell us what you see.
I see the mummified face again. In a coffin of English elm, finely made, in polished, 1'9" in length, no nameplate. Yes, sir, it was placed right beneath the belfry clock, where every tick could be heard. Deliberate hidden, there's no doubt.
Thank you, Mr. Maskell. Dr. Beagley. On examining the body in detail, what did you discover?
There was a covering of cotton print. And beneath that, sir, a piece of string about 14 inches long, close to the body on the right-hand side, with a knot in the end.
Dr. Beagley, can you enlighten us regarding this string?
The string was in good preservation until it came to the point where it would have been in contact with the body. This was at about waist level, and there was about 1 inch of frayed and rotten string. This was pointing in the direction of the neck of the body, and from there was no trace of the string.
Then I take it, sir, you mean the jury to understand that considering the whole circumstances, you are of the opinion that death occurred from strangulation?
That would be the most probable conclusion, that death occurred from strangulation. Yes.
The verger comes, his face full red, dragged from Mrs. Verger's bed, comes from night's relentless knocking, comes in fearful, frantic search for a woman's crimson blood on the tiles of his clean church.
Here, right under here. This is most unorthodox.
Chicken. Jim! Hold me, Jim. The boy is born here in the church.
Eddie.
He is weak. Come before his time, but look at his face. His lovely face.
Sam, the cold in here, Ezzy. You're frozen like ice.
Baptise the boy. You are full priest.
There's time enough for that.
No time, Jim. He will die. I know it.
Die? He cannot. A priest must do it. Come, sir.
I'll not wake the vicar.
Then do it yourself, Jim. The boy is sick. He barely breathes.
The child's legitimate.
Doesn't matter, man.
He cannot be blessed if he be a bastard.
He will not live. He must be known to God.
But he'll wait till morning. There's time and place.
Oh, no, do it.
I will not. I cannot.
Then I surely will.
Sir, the law will not
allow. Damn the law.
This is a church. God's law must be served.
Then let it be served well. Give me that water. I baptize this child in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and in the sight of the blessed image of our Lord Jesus. What's his name, Ezzy? What is my son's name?
Your name, Jim. Call him James. And let him be known as he likes in heaven.
James. I baptize this my child, James. As God be my witness in his kingdom calls, my son. My son, James.
So Jane has him on the roof in his cot. She's coming down towards with me, Locke. She's coming to see me, she says. This year she's bringing him. Me, I'm thinking about his birthday the next day, 2 years old. It's eating me up.
I had no idea you were anywhere near.
The weir current caught the back end of the boat. Must have been the flood. I've never seen so much water. So I put on the power and went straight down to the lock. But so much water, Jazz, I couldn't stop. The top gate was open, but the boat wouldn't stop. And I hit the gate. And the baby flew straight off the roof into the canal.
And there it was. The third of our stories. A tragedy, really. Happening in the pouring rain.
But it landed right ways up. It's like a little boat, his cot, and he had his water wings on, but I couldn't reach him, you know, with the boat hook, and the boat was stuck in the lock, so I just dived straight in after him.
What happened next?
Well, the current from the sluice had him. He was away down the canal, and all this happened in just a second. Honest, he couldn't have blinked twice. Your life turns in a second. And I started swimming after him, but I couldn't catch up. So I went straight over to the bank. I wasn't thinking straight. I didn't know what to do.
And that cart bobbing on the water like Moses in his basket. I don't know. Young people today, they got biblical tendencies, I reckon.
It was like a nightmare. I was as mad as that. And I started running down the towpath and shouting, and I didn't feel anything, not the cold, nothing. Not till I heard Michael in that bunker.
For God's sake, somebody help me!
James.
Who's there?
James.
Is someone there?
James.
I'm here in the pillbox!
Guess you can't hear me now, Jackie. The ship's falling. I'm stuck in the front fuselage. My legs. No chance, no way, Jose. Do you have a minute, Jackie? I have a minute. Maybe less than a field near Thatcham. All of time. All of time. Silence. Except for the roaring wind. Peace. And all the things I thought. And my birthday tomorrow. Well, happy birthday, Jimmy Marcus. Happy birthday.
The vicar will not hear of consecrated ground being turned for the boy. My hands are tied. Your union is not blessed.
I'll not let you put my child in the filthy, godless ground. No matter if your wife nursed me back to my feet again, I'll take him on the road again.
You cannot.
You have been kind, sir, since that night. Let that kindness continue.
There is another place. The bell tower. We put the poor souls there until they might be buried in a beggar's grave.
In between the earth and sky, like as for an angel, for the child at the face of such...
So, if we place a coffin of English elm in secret beneath the belfry clock and let eternity tick and tock, will that serve?
It will. And let the boy's body be wound in this broken string, like as for a kite, so the child might be released and fly. 'Tis my whim. Like a golden thread to his God, will he do this for me, sir?
I will.
We thank you, sir.
Good. And when 'tis done, then we will take our leave again on the Great West Road.
It's 3 o'clock on Friday, July the 20th. Yes, still raining. No change, I'm afraid. So here's Brooke Benton with Rainy Nights in Georgia.
I like this song.
Tag, there any wellies in the storeroom? His boots are like sponges, scraping up my tights.
I'll have a look. Come on, Jazza.
Look, Jazza, I've tried his mobile 3 times and he's not answering. Not even a text.
So?
So what have you done with him?
I haven't done anything.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he's a muzzer.
You don't know what you're talking about. What do you know about his god or what he believes in? You just get told what to think by bigots.
What's to know? Anyway, who cares?
I care.
Why?
You heard Robert. You heard what happened to Ezzy and Jim. You heard what happened to Jimmy Mockers.
So?
That's life. And then idiots like you just come along
god,
and make
just
everything
leave
worse.
It,
no,
well,
I won't
yeah.
leave it, Jazza. I'm having a baby. Mike's baby. I'm having a mother's baby.
I know.
You know? How do you know?
I've read your text.
They're private.
Well, obviously not private enough.
Now will you tell me where he is? Oh, come on, Jazza. You know all about that, don't you? Babies.
Just shut up! What are you talking about?
Jazza, tell me where he is. Jazza. Look, our mum died and left us with Dad and Nan. And they've worked all their lives to make it okay. And so many people, Jazza, so many people in this place care about other people and don't hate and want to make it all work. Just look at the rain, Jazza, just look at the rain. It's coming into the shop and it's all gone wrong. Just stop it, Jazza, just stop it. Stop it, make it stop.
He's by the canaries in a pillbox.
I'll get him, I'll get him.
Jazza, what have you done?
I'll get him, I told you.
Run!
And I start running, and I just know. It all makes sense. The whole Michael thing, and the baby in the tower, and the guy in the sky. Somehow it just all makes sense. And with every step, all that anger just splashes away, pours away. As soon as Tank made me run, I knew.
Reports coming in this afternoon of some very heavy flooding in parts of West Berkshire. Satcham is being particularly badly affected, we're told, this afternoon. It goes without saying there is also widespread traffic trouble throughout the region as a result of the wet weather. More reports, of course, as we get them.
In here, in the bunker, for God's sake, quick, the water's coming over me.
What are you doing in there?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm drowning. Can you get me loose?
You're stuck.
I'm tied. My hands are tied behind me. You'll have to get behind me. Come on, what are you waiting for?
I'm coming. Hold your horses. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Hurry up.
I'm going as quick as I can. I've got it. I think I've got it.
Hurry up.
I'm going as fast as I can there. Are you free?
Yeah. Yeah, get out of here.
Oh.
I owe you my life. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for my son. He's a baby. He flew off the roof of my boat. Come on, run!
You're joking.
I'm not joking. He flew off the roof of my boat when we hit a lock.
You're really joking. You've got this.
I wish I was.
But that's incredibly careless.
Well, I didn't expect this to happen, did I? Oh, God, I probably killed him, haven't I?
Look, I'm sure we'll find him. Where did it happen?
At the lock upstream. I've been running with the current so fast. Oh, I may as well just kill myself. I mean, he had his water wings on, but that would be just difficult, wouldn't it?
He'll be all right if he had his water wings on. How old is he?
Tomorrow.
Two? Look, some people are lucky.
Oh, God.
Okay, we'll find him.
This is USA FB17G368 calling Greenham Control. Hey, this is the guy in the sky. Remember me? Do you read me? Do you read me? Over.
What are you? I want a word with you.
Get off.
Jazza, thank God I've lost him. I don't know where he is.
Get off me.
You're a bloody psycho. I want a word.
Get off. Leave me alone. I have to get there.
Where are you going?
The lock. The lock. Get off me. Get off.
Jazza, run.
You're mad. You're raving
Jazza!
Mad.
Jazza, wait for me.
And I start running. And I just know it all makes sense. The whole Michael thing and the baby in the tower and the guy in the sky. Somehow it just all makes sense. And with every step, all the anger just splashes away, pours away. As soon as Tank made me run, I knew. And I'm running down there and Jane's coming after me. And I keep going, waist high in the water. I'm choking on all this water. And I'm sure I must have killed him. I'm sure he must be dead. And I can't believe what I've done. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And I get to the log, and I dive down under the boiling water. And down there, I hear this noise, this terrible, roaring noise, like the wind tearing through my ears. And my heart feels like it might burst, and my head does. It bursts up through the filthy water, out into the air, out into the ringing air again, out of the black deep where he was surely drowned in this stupid, stupid game. And in the light from a break in the clouds, in the dappling light, I see a cot shaped like a boat. And cradled in its safe, the beautiful face of a boy I last saw on a supermarket trolley in Banbury. I see James, my son, floating on his water wings. And I hold him. I hold him higher, higher than the water.
I think the rain's stopping. Oh, I like this song. Play some good stuff on the radio.
You can't, really. Can you, Brenda?
Can't really what, me, old dear?
You can't really hear the past on the radio. I mean, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
You'd be amazed what you can hear on the radio, me darling, if you really listen. Amazed. Come on! We've got some mopping up to do. Put the kettle on, Robert. Let's have some bloody tea.